January Junior Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Hope everybody had a safe 4th of July. And if you didn't, then you're probably having a good time. People who were injured, people who are now in like emergency rooms or in hospitals, you're probably doing something you shouldn't be doing. But all in all, probably we're having a better time than guys just sitting there looking at fireworks at a professional show. I went to a movie last night with my my lovely daughter, my lovely wife.
Oh, yeah.
Took my daughter to go see WALL-E, that new Disney Pixar movie. And I was very excited about it because she was very excited about it. She's been seeing the posters and the commercials. And she's only 2 years old. And for the last couple of weeks has been asking for WALL-E. Wants to go see WALL-E. So we took her to go see WALL-E. And might be my last movie for a while. The animation is terrific in this movie. If you love animation, you're not going to see a better movie ever. Maybe in the future, possibly in the past, than WALL-E. If you're a true animation aficionado or a lover of animation, you got to go see WALL-E. However, if you don't want to be preached to about polluting the earth, the movie is essentially about fat white Americans polluted the earth, so now they got to live in space. And every white guy is, and white woman is a mean, cold-hearted pig. And the robots are the ones with the soul. So,
Jesus Christ. And I
think when you go to the movies, you go to have fun and you don't have to want to think about global warming. You got enough guys in real life talking to you about it. You turn on MSNBC or you got Al Gore or Fox or CNN, and everybody's talking about, save the planet, save the trees and the global warming. And then you go to a kid's movie, you think, wow, for 2 hours I can get away with it. I can get away from all the global warming stuff. No. Boom. They hit you again with global warming. But here's a couple of reasons why I may not be going to the movies anytime soon. And maybe you have your reasons as well. We're going to go see a 7:20 showing in Calabasas, right? And we get there around 7 o'clock. And we buy the tickets. We walk in around 7:05. And the theater is completely empty. And I look at my watch. I go, oh, I thought it was like 7:15. It's 7:05. Let's go to the bookstore. Go to the bookstore. Come back around 7:15. Get in our seats. From 7:20 till 7:40, previews and shorts. Set 20 minutes of this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious, Dougie. 20 minutes. And so I'm sitting there, when you have a 2.5-year-old, and maybe the movie's not for 2.5 years, I don't know. But, I mean, she's as mature as a 4-year-old, so maybe it's not for 4-year-olds.
I like him, Lycus.
I know you like Lycus. Maybe if he was in the movie, you'd enjoyed it more. But anyway, so 20 minutes of preview, so she's getting antsy, and I couldn't believe it. Preview after preview after preview of more crap on the screen. So I sit in a seat. My wife sits one seat away from me. My daughter's going to sit between us. So I put her in her seat, and she jumps up and stands up. She goes, I want to stand. I go, you're going to stand for the whole movie, 2.5 hours, 2 hours? She goes, I want to stand. So all right, you stand there. She stands there, leans on the seat. There's nobody in front of her. She wasn't bothering anybody. And then my wife goes down to get popcorn and a drink. And candy. So I give her a 20. She comes back with no change. She got a popcorn, a soda, and a water. And Raisinets, I think. $20. I said, how much was that popcorn? And, I'm making pretty decent money. I'm not getting killed yet. But I'm making enough to get by and raise a child and a wife. And I'm having a good time. But I'm still irritated by $10 for a medium popcorn. $10 for about 35 cents worth of corn. And nothing irritates me more than that. They do it at some of these, the Staples Center, or the Forum or wherever, the $10 draft beers. I don't mind paying for a draft beer, but $10 for a draft beer you don't enjoy the beer anymore. All you're doing is thinking about how you're getting killed. You're getting ripped off. So anyway, so $10 popcorn. So now that my daughter is standing, she's getting tired, so she sits in my lap. So my wife now moves over to sit next to me and jumps out of her seat. And I said, what's going on with the two of you? And she said, now I know why Sophie didn't want to sit there. And I said, why? This is about 25 minutes in the movie. The seat is warm and it's wet.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a wet theater seat. Now, I know my daughter didn't do it because my daughter's diaper was dry. So somebody either sat there and wet themselves, or somebody came in with a wet bathing suit, or maybe a granny was there and, didn't have her Depends. And something happened, man. And so I'm sitting there, my blood is boiling. I'm looking at this movie that, it says, global warming, it's going to kill everybody. We're going to have to move to space. There's no dialogue. And my daughter kept saying, hey, when are they going to start talking? First 20, 45 minutes, there's no dialogue in this movie. She goes, where are the words? I said, I'm with you. Where are the words? Come to pay for words here. So we end up leaving the theater. My wife's ass is wet. My daughter's ass is wet. I'm out $10 for about 30 cents worth of popcorn. And we get in the car and we said, you know what? I think that's enough. I think it's enough. It's a $42 night, not including dinner, not including gas on the way there. It's $42 to sit there, sit in a wet theater seat with a movie with no lyrics.
Look
no,
at that.
No words. So I said, you know what? I think there's a reason why there are very few people in this theater. Because it's a pain in the ass to go to these movies. The theater itself is comfortable. They got those high back seats, and it's sort of like a, I guess they call it arena seating, where it's very high and nobody is in your way. And they do a pretty good job of keeping people's cell phones off and keeping people from irritating you. But $22 to get in for two people. They didn't even charge my daughter. $22. A wet seat, $10 popcorn, 20 minutes of promos, the gas prices. I understand why people are saying F it. I absolutely do. What are the reasons why you are no longer going to these theaters? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Here's another reason why I can't, I probably won't be going to the theaters soon. When nobody does this like Hollywood. I mean, I watched my daughter wanted to go on the website and watch some promos before we went. She got very excited to go see WALL-E. And I said, well, let's watch some promos of the movie. We'll get all excited. We'll go see the movie. We'll have a great time. And there was one clip there where the director was talking about, the movie and how they make the animation and all that stuff. And Hollywood is essentially the only place where people are really overpaid for what they do. And then they want to do a special or put it on the internet and talk about what they do.
Oh,
they want to, you don't get a guy in the home loan business saying, you're not going to believe how I got this loan. I did this and that. I did this. I called that bank. I did this. I worked this number. I got him that loan. He had this credit. Bang, I got him a loan. Nobody goes on the internet and does that. I mean, we don't do that here at the radio station. I don't go, all right, here's how we came up with the topic. Randy called Gina. Then Gina saw something in the paper. We didn't find anything in the LA Times. So we looked at the Wall Street Journal and boom, there it was in USA Today. Topic. But yet Hollywood, man, they love talking about it. Love talking about the sound effects. Remember that? We used to go to the theater and they used to have the Foley artists, right? Yeah, they're artists. They call themselves artists. Guy wraps up celery in a chamois, hits it on a table for some kind of bone breaking sound effect. And we got to sit through that. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's worth going out, getting yourself a decent TV set, and renting these movies at home. You have nobody irritating you. Your popcorn's not going to cost you $10. You're not going to spend an S load of money on on gas to get there. The tickets aren't $22. The food's not expensive, and you don't have to sit through promos. You can fast forward through all those promos. And the theaters must not be doing well, or because about it was like 5 minutes before the movie theater started. And I never saw this before, but sort of like Dodger Stadium, there's a guy with popcorn and soda walking up and down the aisles. I'm like, what's that guy doing? Does he work here? Or has he just bought some stuff? And he bought too much stuff, and he's trying to pawn it off on somebody. And he says, nah, he works there. And he goes up and down the aisle. You know, he's got a cart there with soda, and I imagine that soda's real fresh. It's sitting in their cart. And then the popcorn, I bet that doesn't have too much fly ass on it. And then the candies and all that stuff, then they put it right there in the cart. So every time a kid walks by, you go, hey, Ma, can I have some of that? You know, you do everything you can when you walk into a theater to try to get your kids to avoid the candy display. Then you get them in there and they hit you with more candy. So I think it's over. I think I'm going to get a great TV set, a great DVD player. Maybe that, what is it called? Blue? It's not Bluetooth.
Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
Yeah, get yourself a Blu-ray player.
I'm going to get Blu-ray. I'm going to get a big TV, and I'm going to say F it to theaters. The last straw was a wet theater seat. Chris and Mercedes are on 97.1 Free FM.
How's it going, Matt?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just got off work. Was listening to your station here.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, it's gotten so bad that, I mean, the lines just to go get your candy from the concession stands, like, you miss maybe 15, 20 minutes of the movie. Like, for example, I think I had gone to see Underworld in the movie theaters.
Right.
And I went to go get some popcorn and, of course, left $20, you know, less rich.
Right.
And I finally get back to my seat, and I miss the beginning of the movie. And the entire movie, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. And these kids are only making, like, I think, like $5 or $6 an hour.
Yeah,
and when you're charging $10 for popcorn, you can afford to put another couple of those kids behind that counter.
Yes, that's very true. For some reason, they only have two cash registers going when they have 15 there.
It's like the post office.
Well, post office is a little worse.
Yeah, no, you're right. The post office is just a bit worse. But you know what? Eventually you get a better deal at the post office than you do at a movie theater. I mean, a guy will take an envelope across the country for 43 cents.
Yeah.
If I gave you 43 cents and said, hey, drop this off in New York City, go, F you, dude.
Exactly.
But they'll do it.
That won't even pay for, like, 2 minutes of driving and gas.
That's exactly right. You're a very smart man, Chris. All right, thanks for calling, Bubba.
Hey, no problem.
All right, there he goes, man. Chris and Reseda. Let's talk to Mark in San Dimas. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Yo, what's happening, Conway?
Hey, no more theaters for you?
No more theaters for me. They're done.
Over, huh?
Because it's not, like, even civilized. Because the only time you can go to the movie theater is when you're off of work or on the weekends, and that's when all the kids are there. You can't even enjoy yourself.
Yeah, there was a kid crying in this theater last night, and the parents kept that kid in the theater for about 15 or 20 minutes while the kid was crying.
And you spent money on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know, dude. I know, man. It's the worst. And they say that they've actually done a study on this, that the most irritating sound to another human being is a baby actually crying backwards. Is that it? Here it is, the most irritating sound to human beings. All right, that's the most irritating sound to human beings. The second most irritating sound... Turn that off. I can't stand that. The second most irritating sound to human beings is this.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
There you go. All right, we got them both here in the studio. All right, the reasons why you said F it to the theater. Trey and Cerritos, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, Babu?
All right, man.
Hey, man, the reason I don't go to the theater is because I go to the barbershop, spend $15, get my hair cut, and I can pick up any movie for $5 with amazing clarity. I go home and watch it on my 63-inch plasma TV, HD, Blu-ray disc, and I'm able to smoke the marijuana while I'm watching a movie without anybody busting my balls, Babu.
Dude, you are the best, man. I want that setup, including the weed.
And I'm not even, and it's not that I'm a cheap ass, but it's just, I'd rather just sit in my own home, watch Hancock, and smoke a little weed, because the movies aren't really that good anymore anyway, so you might as well smoke a doobie and make the movie a little bit better, man.
No, most movies today need weed. Now, when you say you've seen Hancock, you've already seen it at home?
Man, I've seen that at home, man. I've seen that last night, as a matter of fact.
At home?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Hey, man, I tell you, I go get my haircut every Saturday,
I see.
Man.
Okay.
I pick up every movie at the barbershop Saturday.
I see you, dude. All right. Hey, we're going to give you a pair of tickets here to the 2008 Orange County Fair going on Friday. Hey, look, you got tickets to the 2008 Orange County Fair. That's pretty cool.
Look at that.
Now through August 3rd at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, go to ocfair.com and hit them up, ticket discounts. All right. But anyway, that fair is always great. My wife and I go to that, and now that we have Sophia, we go to that every single year, and I've always had a great time at the Orange County Fair. All right, the reasons why you've said F it to these movies, man. Scott in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Tim, how you doing?
Hey, dude.
You know, it used to be that part of the adventure for the movies began before you even got there. It was like, how close a spot can we get to the ticket box, right?
Right.
Now, these movie theaters, they came up with a way to get more money, valet parking for the movies.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so you can't get within a mile, and then if you do the valet parking, we tried it once, it wasn't the money, we get out of the thing, it's like LAX security control lines to get your car.
Right. Well, the only nice thing about valet parking, at least up at Universal, is they'll discount your movie ticket, your valet charge.
Yeah, but they still end up equipping you for a few extra bucks, you know? And then, of course, you see these guys, I mean, you know, I don't know, walk 30 yards away from the valet parking, 10 feet out of your range. They're on two wheels going around the corner.
Yeah, and you know what? You get to a point, how old are you?
40s,
all right. You get to the point where you don't want a 17-year-old guy driving your car.
No, I don't. I got to
clean
out the car. Because
he's not going 4 miles an hour over those speed bumps.
No. And you know what? We finally figured it out. I mean, it's sad, but here's what we do. We drive up to the place where the valet is. He comes to the car. They have like a $5 parking charge at the place. I go to the guy, here's $5. Let me park my car myself in your valet parking area so I don't have to be out in Siberia there, you know, with the other schmoes. And that's what I do.
Does that work?
Yeah, they go, all right, you know, they kind of look a little discouraged because they know that, you know, you're not tipping them on the back end. And I would tip them on the back end, but I don't need the guy. I just need to get my car in there and go in the theaters. I'll give you the second thing that stinks, and it sounded like a great idea when it first came out. The pre-assigned seating on the computer for the theater.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
You know, seemed like a great idea, right? But most of the time you go to the movie, it's spontaneous. Hey, let's go to a movie. We just ate dinner. You go to the movie theater, they're like, okay, I got a single in row 19.
Right.
I got two seats, but they're in the center of the first row.
Right, and then you sit next to some a-hole who bought his tickets in May.
The one movie I did that for, Tim, was Cloverfield. They go, we only got the front row. After 20 minutes, I needed paramedics and an airplane sickness bag. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I went to see the Panda movie, which is actually one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
But Kung Fu Panda is great. And I went with my daughter, and the guy says, this is at the gallery, the guy says, where would you like to sit? And I said, we're pretty spontaneous. When we go into the theater, we're going to look around and grab ourselves a deuce.
No.
He says, no, we got to, you know, assign seating. I said, how many people are in the theater right now? And he said, zero. And I said, zero? Okay, do me a favor. Put my daughter in the second row and put me in the last row. And he says, you really want to do that? And I said, yeah, what the hell? He goes, you got it. Zero people. And they're going to start telling you where to sit. Zero!
Hey, we went to the Galleria. They said, you know, we got two seats in the third row. That's it. I took my daughter to a movie. So that's all you got. I got to take it.
Right.
So sit down, and I'm looking at the movie theater. There's 50 open seats and perfect seats. And I'm sitting there going, should I go move into one of those seats? Because I know as soon as I go into one of those seats, one of these guys is going to pop out from a window going, sir, can I see your ticket? I'm sorry. There's 37 seats open next to you. I'm sorry. Please go sit back in the third row seat. That's where you bought it, sir. Thank you, sir.
And you know what? This happens all the time, too. And this happened to me and my wife some years back when they started this. But we did the same thing. We went to see a movie, and the guy says, we only got third or fourth row seats. We said, all right, we'll take two. We took two. Then there's like 40 seats open, as you say. So I go to sit in some other seats, and a guy comes in like 10 minutes into the movie and says, excuse me, sir, I think you're in my seats. But he looks at me like I've just gone from, you know, from the top of Dodger Stadium down to the field level, and I'm trying to get a $3 seat or a $50 seat for $3. And I said to him, I said, no. You can't judge me here. Everyone in this theater paid the exact same price. You know, so don't give me that high class, you know, hey, scumbag, get out of my seat. It's all the same price. I mean, I'll move, but don't give me the hierarchy, you know, hey, look at me. I got,
hey,
the, you know, more money.
He's empowered. He's got the right number.
Ah,
you know,
bah, boom.
You feel like you're 15 years old again, and you're getting caught trying to get down from Dodger Stadium.
I know, but
same thing. I just want to move four seats over. There's 400 seats open right behind me. Not a problem, but the usher, you know, the pimply-faced kid from Anaheim, he's like, I'm sorry, sir. You know, he's reading off a card. You're going to have to call the taser security in a second.
You know, I still do that at Dodger Stadium. I'm 44. I'll be 45 in October. I still do that at Dodger Stadium, and I still get very embarrassed when a guy goes, hey, you're in my seat. You want to, like, oh, you know, you look around like, oh, no, I guess I must be, wait, what's your seat? Oh, I must be over there.
It's like the telltale heart, because not only do you get that, but just when you're sitting there, every guy that starts walking towards you, you're looking at him going, that the guy making eye contact with me now? You're already figuring this out? Like, okay, buddy.
And how about the pussy that actually has to go up and get an usher, like there's going to be a confrontation?
Well, yeah, they're coming there, and they already got the guy with the big mustache, the security guy. He's standing behind the usher. They're walking up to you. Excuse me, sir, can I see your ticket? Oh, boy.
Right.
This is not going to end well.
And
you're there with your son or your daughter.
Right, I know. I'm there with my daughter, and the guys think I'm, you know, I'm all of a sudden I'm going to throw a beer and start punching for these seats. Jesus Christ. All right, hold on one sec, buddy. That's a great call. We're going to give you a family four-pack of tickets to Knott's Berry Farm. Look at that. Check us out. We'll be broadcasting there live next Friday, a week from Friday, on July 18th.
We'll do it live!
Yes, live at Knott's. Love Knott's Berry Farm. Show up to Knott's after 4 p.m., and your tickets are half price. Now, that's a deal. Get there after 4. Who's the idiot going in at $3.55 for full price? I bet that happens every day, too. Guy has a family of five, doesn't know the discount. And in 5 minutes, he can save 50%. And he's like, nope, I'm going in. All right, good luck. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. How come you said F it to these movies? Hey, let's talk to how about Brady in Venice. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
All right, dude.
The biggest thing to me are these commercials. If I have to see that L.A. Times ad one more time, I'm going to slit my throat.
Yeah.
You know the one I'm talking?
Yeah, I think it's the one where they show every nationality and everybody is completely politically correct and nobody can do without their Sunday Times.
Yeah, that plus the one that shows you how to make the movies.
Oh, yeah, the one with the Foley artist.
Yeah, and in the calendar section and the...
Right.
Oh. Yeah. drives me straight home.
Yeah, what they should do is just put an honest L.A. Times ad up there, just saying, gang, get it while it's available. We're going out of business.
Yeah, exactly. Or just send them to another paper.
Yeah. All right, Babu. Thanks for calling,
man.
All right. Bob in Anaheim, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Kim, how you doing?
All right, man.
Good. It's really funny you're talking about this tonight because we were at the movie Saturday in Orange County, and long story short, a 5:30 show. About 20 minutes before the movie, this 5-year-old is talking non-stop with her parents. Okay, you figure it's the previews and all that. The kid keeps talking about 15 minutes into the show, into the actual movie, but wait, there's more. Then this couple brings in this baby that starts screaming, and the baby screams for 45 minutes into the movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, it was a double bonus. This 5-year-old non-stop and this screaming baby, we looked at each other and said... Yeah, there you go. That was it.
Christ.
We said no more. You know, no more. I mean, why don't these movie theaters have shows that they don't allow kids into?
Yeah, you know, they should. They should have adult theaters.
Yeah.
I mean, and not for adult movies. Well, that might be interesting. Yeah. Bring back the adult movies in these big theaters where you can actually enjoy yourself.
Exactly. That's a good thing too. You know, but you're right, man. It's a waste. We get a 50-inch. You know, high-def TV at home and all that. What the hell do you need to go in these theaters with these stupid, rude parents
right.
with the crying babies and you know, you're right. I mean,
yeah,
you're absolutely right.
And, you know, my daughter last night started talking to, you know, during the movie, and I grabbed her real quick because I know that if how irritating it is. It's not irritating to me because it's my daughter, but I know how irritating it is to everybody else. And and it really is because that baby was crying in that theater last night for about 15 or 20 minutes before those parents pulled out.
Well, that's the thing. You try to be reasonable. Like, we were thinking, all right, the kid's talking for a couple of minutes, no big deal. But I'm telling you, the kid was talking nonstop, and the parents were just as loud as the kid. It's like they were totally indifferent to the fact that other people were in there trying to see the show.
Well,
you know?
Were you close enough to hit that kid?
We wanted to hit the parents.
Yeah, you know? You bring a fly swatter and give that kid one in the head.
Yeah, and... but Tim, it's the parents, not the kids.
Well,
you know
what you should do is hit all of them. Just, you know, wipe them all out. It is the parents. You're right. The parents have, you know, they don't care about anything. They don't. They probably are spending the first, you know, hour with their son they have in a week. You know, with all this daycare going on, it's like, wow, we get to go to the movie theater with our kid. Hey, look at that. Oh, that's right. We have a kid. We forgot about them.
And the other guy that just called, he's right, too, man. And the other thing, when you're watching in your home, you can smoke some weed and kick back.
And
so, I mean,
and
there's no...
You know, you're absolutely right. And especially when you get into comedies like Adam Sandler movies or Will Ferrell, a nice bowl of weed goes a long way, man. I have a feeling this Step Brothers movie coming up, you're going to have to be soaking in it, Madge. I mean, you're going to have to just, you know, everyone's going to have to buy a pound. And, you know. But anyway, these movies are sensational if you take the edge off. But if you go to a movie theater... You know, like this, you know, Calabasas out there. By the way, when you get out of the theater, you know, some people still smoke on this, you know, on this earth. Can't have a cigarette when you get out of there.
Jesus Christ.
You got to wait till you get past the cantina out there. Then you can light up. But you can't enjoy yourself. You can't have a couple of drinks, especially if you got a kid in the car, because you don't want to do that. So it's better to get yourself a big screen TV, the Blu-ray, and enjoy yourself, maybe a surround system, and you will start saving money because every time you go to the theater, it's at least $50 every time you and your wife or your kid goes to the theater. It's $50. So if you figure you go to 20 movies a year, that's $1,000 for 1 year. And in 3 years, it's $3,000. And the money you're going to save on popcorn, the money you're going to save on candy is going to pay for itself. It's going to pay for that big screen and that Blu-ray probably in 2 years. And, yeah, you can enjoy yourself at home again. All right, why have you stopped going to these theaters, gang? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Don't forget, coming up tonight at 10 o'clock, a very special guest. Malibu Dan is coming in with his, and his friend Nate is going to be on the phone. And they wrote a brand new song that they tried to sell over July 4th weekend that did not go well.
Hey, buddies.
But two really terrible songwriters with lots of ambition and very little talent. It makes for a sensational radio. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.